With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump said he sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wrote to Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini seeking to negotiate a nuclear deal. He told Fox Business News that he hopes an agreement can be reached because if the U.S. has to take military action, it's going to be a terrible thing for Iran. The president said something's going to happen one way or the other, and now is the time to negotiate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, it appears Europe may be ready to look after its own defense needs instead of relying so heavily on the U.S.
Leaders in Brussels last night made EU history, agreeing to hike defense spending dramatically. That decision came after the U.S. president withdrew military and intelligence support for Ukraine and said he didn't see why the U.S. should protect NATO allies that don't meet security spending targets. Spain long languished in defense spending doldrums and suddenly changed its tune, while traditionally debt-allergic Germany is now encouraging Europe's government to dig deep in their pockets to future-proof continental security. Next week, France's President Macron is expected to host army chiefs from across Europe whose countries are ready to guarantee future peace in Ukraine.
The BBC's Katja Adler. Police say one arrest has been made, at least two more expected in connection with the death of a 20-year-old Southern University student after an on-campus fraternity hazing ritual. Caleb Wilson, an engineering junior at the Baton Rouge School, died in late February. And daylight saving time begins on Sunday, March 9th at 2 a.m. local time. Clocks will be set ahead 1 hour. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 252 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 141. This is SRN News. Catholics have officially crossed over.
For more than 100 years, right up to about the middle of the 20th century, if you were a Catholic, you voted Democrat. Anywhere between 85 and 90% cast their ballots for Democratic candidates in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. But as the party became more liberal, Catholics began to vote Republican. Now, the Pew Research Center reports that a solid majority, 53% of Catholics, identify with the GOP versus just 43% who are still Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Columbia University disciplinary committee is investigating students who have criticized Israel. Known as the Office of Institutional Equity, it has launched a flurry of probes into students for joining unauthorized campus protests. The Trump administration threatens to pull millions of dollars in federal funding from Columbia and other schools for not doing more to prevent anti-Semitism on campus. This is SRN News. From the foreign desk, battles between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to former President Bashar Assad, leaving more than 70 people dead. Correspondent Charles Deledesma.
The clashes are the worst since Bashar Assad was removed from power in early December by insurgent groups led by the Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. On Friday morning, large numbers of troops were deployed in Latakia and no civilians were on the streets because of a curfew. Armed security force personnel on the back of vehicles drive fast on the highway between Homs and Tartus. A war monitor saying the outskirts of the coastal towns of Bani Yas and Jabla are still under the control of Assad loyalists. And many Alawite villages nearby are also outside government control. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at SRNnews.com.